starting with Daf Chav Zayin on the base. I'll tell you exactly what we're up to in one moment. We're up to let's start from Tanur Rabbanu Maisa. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before. Four lines before it gets what Tanur Rabbanu Maisa b'Talmud Achashbon to Rabbi Yeshua. And of Chazayin on the base. Four lines before it gets what? Maisa. The Talmud Echashvot of Rabbi Yeshua. The Maisa came before Rabbi Yeshua. Amalai, so he said to him, Tilas Arbis Yeshua Sechayva. Yes, the Mishayla is Tilas Arbis Yeshua Sechayva. What's the halacha? Amalai Rishus. You're not Mechuyiv to Davin Ma'arif. Baalifnei Rabban Gamliel. He went then and went to the senior Rashiva in the Yeshiva. And he asked him the same shal. You should never do that. Once he asked one Rashiva, and I tell you the halacha, don't ask another Rashiva, at least not in that Yeshiva. You want to go somewhere else. Don't go to the same base medrash. Amalei Tilas Arvis Rashusa Choyva. Amalei Sorab. The Gemara told him Choyva. Amalei. So the Talmud said, we'll see later on the Gemara, who is this Talmud? Rashvi. This was Rabban Rishimon Ben Yochoy from Lagoyme. Amalei, so Rashi said to Rabbi Gamliel, how can you, Rabbi Gamliel, tell me the halacha is a chayva, but aren't you aware that your Talmud, or and there's another person in this space, maybe Shamalei v'halo v'halo, Rabbi Yoshua, Amalei Rishus, Yoshua says Rishus. Amalei, so he said to him, really? Let's see about that. Hamten, I want you to wait, add, let's wait until the Bali Treisin, which means the Talmidei Chacham. We say this in the Arze Halavanon on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av we say Arze. Are we disturbing you? I think the speaker's in this is going into his ears. So he said, wait until Achi comes to Bale Treisin Lebeis Hamedish. We say this on Arze Halavanon. Arze Halavanon Adidei Hatera Bale Treisin. The Mishnah of the Gemara. That's the Nusach of the Kina on Tisha B'Av. So wait until the Bali Treisim, which refers to Talmidei Chachamim, until the end, until the Beis Hamedrash, and then we'll see about this. Kishnichnas to the Bali Treisim, when the Talmidei Chachamim, they are called Bali Treisim because in the S'chus of their Torah, they protect, they are shields to Klal Yisrael. Amar Hashal, so Rabbi Gamliel said to the person, Rashbi, I want you to ask the question again in public. Ask the question again. Amar Hashal Vashal. So Rashbi stood and asked the question. Tfilas Avash Hashal Sechayva. Amalei Rabban Gamliel said Sechayva. So the Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, he was in charge, he was the Rosh of the Beis Medrash, he said it's Sechayva. Amalei Rabban Gamliel said Chachamim. Before Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachamim, this is my opinion. Klum Yesh Adam Shechelik Vedavar Zeh. Is there anyone here that disagrees? The student has asked the question, is my Rishus a Chayva? I paskin Chayva. Are there any other any other opinions that disagree? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua laugh. So Rabbi Yeshua was the Gabbai. He was the second in command, and he said, no, everyone here is not going to argue with you. If you paskin it's a Chayva, everyone agrees. Amalei. So Rabban Gamliel says, really? V'haloi mishimcha amuli. But they told me, I got inside information, that you told someone here in this space medrash of mine that it's a Rishus. Amuli Rishus. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua Amalei. So he said to him, Yoshua, Amoid al raglecha, stand up. Now this was a form of embarrassment. V'yidu b'cha. And let the student come and testify, Rashbi testified that you told him that Ma'ariv is a Rishus, it's not a Chayva. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Raglof, he stood up. The Amani says, you're right. I have no choice but to confess. I lied to you. I have no choice but to confess. And indeed, I told the student that it's a Chayva. Amani said, if I was alive, Vuhu Mace, and the student was Mace, Yachol Hachay Lahachesh Shameis, because in this world you can get away with it. But Yachshav Shmi Chai, Hu Chai, Yach Yochel Chai, Lach Shachai. It's my word against his, therefore I'm not going to be believed. But Mela, I have to confess, indeed, that I lied, I told him that Mairav is a Chushus. So Rabbi Gamliel wanted to embarrass him. So he did not allow him to sit down.
So he would lie if the guy would be honest?
He's saying, no, I don't know the answer to your question. Obviously, there's something a lot deeper taking place here in this dialogue. with these expressions. I don't know what it means. You learn the Gemara on the simplest level possible, which I'm even simpler than that. It's just a poetic expression. He's basically saying, you're right, I confess, I admit that I did tell the student that Ma'ariv is a Rishus. I can't lie. If there was the person who's testifying against me is no longer alive, I can get away with it. In this world, you can lie. In this world, it's an Olam Sheker. You can go lie and get away with it. But I can't lie. I can't lie because he's alive. And it's my word against his. So why am I more trustworthy than someone else? So I can't get away with it. So Hayam Gamliel said to him, Yoyeshev Darish. So he continued to dash and he continued to give the shear. And he was standing in his place at Shirinanu Kola'am until everyone started murmuring the Amru L'chutzvah Samaturg Ben Amoy, because you're not allowed to sit down until the Rebbe says sit. And since over here he was standing, and since over here he was told to stand, he had no choice but to continue to remain standing. And It was embarrassing. As people came into the shir, they saw this guy standing and they read in the storybooks, you have to go stand in the corner. Right? If someone, a student, does something bad, I don't think they do that today. Today they do that, they put you in jail. Because today you have to be very sensitive. You're not allowed to embarrass a student. But in the olden days, they used to embarrass students, to discipline. And they used to hit children, discipline. Today you go to jail. What? Wash your hands with soap. So today you do that and you go to jail. You do these things today. But go stand in the corner. So the Rebbe said to stand, and no one, he was not allowed to sit down until he was told to sit down. He was not told to sit down. And therefore people came in, they took note that he's standing, and it was embarrassing. It got to the point where it was so bad, they told the Maturgman, the loudspeaker, in those days they didn't have these fancy boxes and wires, the Rebbe would say the shir very quietly. And there would be a professional loudspeaker person that was a baki in projecting the shir to the rabbin, would give it over. So they told him to stop giving over the shir, because over here it turned into a comedy show in the yeshiva. So the Amar, and he stopped. Army. So they said, Ad kama nitzari levneis. Now they said, what's going to be over here? We cannot tolerate this. There is some type of kinna between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and we cannot tolerate this type of behavior in the Beis Medrash. Berosh Hashana Eshtaka Tzari. Last year there was a similar story. There was a dispute between Gamliel and Yeshua when, if you allowed him, Ma'aber the Chodesh. One was the calendar date for Yom Kippur. To make a long story short, there was a dispute, and Rabbi Gamliel was goyzer that Rabbi Yeshua, you disagree. I don't care that you disagree. I'm in charge. I'm the Nasi. I demand that you come to me on the day that you consider to be Yom Kippur. I demand you come to me with your staff and your money belt to show that you are submissive, you are subordinate to my psak halacha. So he had no choice but to do this. And that was very degrading for the dignity of Rabbi Yoshua. There was another story where the firstborn animal goes to the Kohen, and you're not allowed to eat it until it develops a blemish. The time after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, where there is no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it as a carbon, it must develop a blemish. And there's a whole set of halachas of what one can do to indirectly cause the animal to develop a blemish. Or more than that, there's a question if a Kohen is nechshad, so there are different things that if they're done, we suspect the Kohen deliberately inflicted a blemish in the animal in order to be allowed to eat it right away. So there's a dilemma, the question, if Talmidei Chachab were Kohanim, if they're held to the same standard as an ordinary person. And Rabbi Gamliel said they are not, they're regular people. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the Talmidei Chacham have more leeway in what they can do. They're not suspected to inflict deliberately blemishes in firstborn animals. Okay, whatever the case was, there was some mice there, and therefore there was a similar story, exactly the same thing, where he told them to stand up and pass in the halacha, and he passed in the halacha, and the same exact thing. Is anyone that disagrees? And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, no one would dare disagree with you, Rabbi Gamliel. And then, really? I heard that you disagree with me. Oh, you're right, I can't deny it. And he had to stand up, and he was embarrassed. So a similar story happened with regard to a law that deals with Bechoros. Hachanami, sorry, and hearing this story right that we just finished on the Maisa with, Ma'ariv, is Ma'ariv a Rishus, or Ma'ariv a Chayva? They have the same exact dilemma, the same exact story. So Tadin ben Abri, so now they said, because we can no longer tolerate this behavior, we have no choice but to dismiss Rabban Gamliel as the Rosh HaYeshiva. No more. We cannot have a Rosh Shiva that's a roideif. We have to have a Rosh Shiva that's very gentle with the Talmidim. So man noikim lei. So they said, okay, fine, he's going to get the pink slip. Who is going to take his place? So noik mei l'Rebbe Yoshua. The next best, the leading Talmud Chacham in the Yeshiva is Rebbe Yoshua. But the Gemara says we cannot appoint Rebbe Yoshua because Baal Mai Sohu, because he was the person, you can't appoint the person, he's no Gemba Davar. He was the person that was the cause of Rabban Gamliel's dismissal. And you're not allowed to appoint the person because then people will say that the dismissal was not L'Shem Shemaim, it was only to appoint the person that had an argument with him. Noik mei l'Rebbe Akiva, the next best person in the Beis Medrash who is a Talmud Chacham is Rabbi Akiva, who is the second, the third greatest Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Gamliel was the chief, Rabbi Yeshua second, and then came Rabbi Akiva, let's appoint him as a Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara says, no, Dilma is a fascinating Gemara, Dilma onishle de lesle schosavos. Fascinating Gemara, that if you're going to appoint Rabbi Akiva, whoever's going to be the new Rosh Yeshiva, it's going to be subject to the chalishas hadas of Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel is dismissed. He feels bad. By him feeling bad, that's going to cause kitroik, it's going to cause divine anger at the person that takes his place. So Bishleima, the person that takes place, has a hard skin, a thick skin. He'll survive. It's Kedai. We'll be upset. We have no choice. It's not a perfect world. Rabban Gamliel must be dismissed. It's going to cause some divine stirrance, going to cause some some friction in heaven. But if the person that takes his place has a thick skin, everything will work out.
It means thick skin.
Means that he has chusav. It means that he, it's, I don't know what this means. This is very Kabbalistic. He has chusavos. So if a person has great merit, incredible great merit, he's protected from any divine friction, he'll be okay. But Rabbi Akiva, although he was a very great Talmud Chacham, did not have the maila of schus avos. His father and grandfather were not necessarily the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, and the maila he was lacking in that matter, and he would not be protected from any anger that would be directed against the replacement due to the dismissal of the Nasi Rabban Gamliel. Elonik Melebilos Ben Azariah. So you know the next best person to appoint is Rosh Nazari. He was the fourth greatest Talmud Chacham, it appears. And he had Schus Avos, and he would be a perfect candidate. To Hu Chacham, because he is indeed a very great Chacham. To Hu Asher, he's very wealthy. To Hu Asiri Le'a Ezra, he has Schus Avos. He is the tenth generation of Ezra, who came, who brought, who rebuilt the Bayi Sheni. The Gemara says, Hu Chacham, he's a Chacham. It's a very interesting idea. That means that there were only 10 generations from the time. It's a very revealing Gemara. That means in the 420 years, the Bayi Sheni, who built the Bayi Sheni? It was built through Ezra. Ezra was the one who came up. And over here, Rabbi Akiva lived, Rabbi Akiva died 65 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Rabbi Akiva was alive. Rabbi Akiva was 120 years old when he died. And he was 65 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni.
Wasn't Rabbi Akiva one of the ancestors?
Yes, he was. And when did he die? He died during after Beitar. Beitar was 65 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, and he was 120 years old. So that means that Rabbi Akiva, the first 60 years of his life, he witnessed the Bayis Sheni. He lived during the Bayis Sheni. And that also means that since he's a contemporary of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Gemara says Elazar ben Azariah is 10 generations, that basically means there were only 10 halachic generations from during the entire span of the Bayis Sheni. That's what it means. So Hu Chacham, the Gemara explains the significance of all these three things. Someone Hu Chacham is wise. The most important thing about a Rosh Yeshiva is not a political appointee. He has to know how to learn. He knows how to learn, so therefore he's good for that matter. Vu Asher, he's very wealthy. Why is that important? The Isla Lefucha Lebe Kesar. If we need to go and intervene with the Kesar, with Caesar, so the Caesar is only makir money. So the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Yeshiva, has to also be a person that's wealthy. And he has to go and appeal to the Kesar. Afhu Azlapach is very wealthy, that's supported. Be protected from divine wrath. So also they went and told him Nechalilamar de la Havish Musif. They went to Abu Nazariah. And they said, we are releasing Rabban Gamliel Azanasi, and we're going to need a replacement. We want to elect you. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's only 18 years old, we want to make you the Nasi. Amalei, so he said, I first have to ask for shus from my wife. Ezel Himlach bin Shebesi. Let me ask my wife what she thinks about this. Only 18 years old, and already he's consulting his wife. Ozal, because you know, if he was already 19 years old, he wouldn't ask his wife. Ben Shmoyne Esri al Shana Rishoyne. The Shana Rishoyne, you still ask your wife. Ben Shmoyne Esri al Chupa. If he was 19 years old, he wouldn't be in the Shana Rishoyne. He wouldn't ask his wife anymore. Okay, it's a good bar. Make sure you go tell your wife that bar. So Ozal, the Imlach bin Shebesi, he went and he asked his wife. Amalei, so she said to him, Dilma Ma'arvin Lay. So they said to him, it's not a good idea because they're going to get rid of you. It's not going to last. Nothing lasts forever. And they're going to release you. And if they're going to release you, it's going to be a bazillion that you've been released from the position. Amalei. So what? It's kedai to be a melech even one day. There's an expression. Let a person use one day because of the mikra. That means a very expensive glass cup. Even though eventually glass cups don't last very long, they shatter. But it's kedai to have the hana of using something chashiv even for a short period of time. So when will I have an opportunity to serve as the Rosh HaYeshiva? It's kedai for one day. So his wife said, but let's you don't have white hair, and it's nice, proper for the Nasi, for the Zokin Adar, to have white hair. Who yo that day, Bar Tamni Tzrei Shoshani, Havi was 18 years old, Yisrachish, and this miracle happened, the Hadule Tamni Tzrei Dari, the Chivrosa, 18 rows of white hair came upon him. His beard turned white, 18 strands. Doesn't say his whole beard turned white, but 18 strands turned white. Hayim dekam lerulizm nazariah, that's what we have in the Haggadah. Harei ani keben shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. V'lo ben shivim shana. He was not 70, he was only 18 years old. But being that his white, his beard turned white, he was like 70 years old. Tana, we learned in the Brayso, Olus hayom silkulu shema pesach. On that day, they removed the shema. They used to be under the authority, under the leadership of Rabbi Gamliel. You just couldn't come to Beis Medrash. There was a shomer. It was a very small, exclusive group who was allowed inside. So they removed the shomer, and they said, anyone who wants to come, gezunte heit, come into Beis Medrash. Open admissions. V'nidna lohem l'shus l'talmidim l'ikonis, anyone who wants to come can come. Shoyer m'lil machriz yomer, because it used to be, the old policy was, you had to have a high SAT score to get in. Kol talmid sh'ein toicha kibaroi, if you don't, if you're not a pure talmid, if you're inside, it's not like, if you're outside, if you're not, you're outside, your inside is not like you're outside, lo yikonis v'yos ha'medesh. Ahoyom on that day, itoisu kamo safsalei, they added many benches. Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi Bab Yosef ben Dostoy v'Rabbanan. Chanama one says, Itoisu arba me'ev safsalei, 400 chairs were added. The Chanama one says, Sheva me'ev safsalei haba, 700 new Talmidim. 700 new Talmidim were added on that day. That's how many wanted to get inside. That's how many were denied from Rabbi Gamliel. And that's how many were allowed to enter due to the new policy of Rabbi Yeshua. Kochol Shadaite de Rabban Gamliel. When he saw what happened, that the day that they appointed new Rosh Yeshiva, there was admission, 700 to 700 people were admitted. He had Chalisha Sadas. He said to himself, Omar Dilma Chas V'Sholom Monati Torah Mi'Yisrael. Maybe it's because I had a bad policy. I will be punished. I denied all of these Talmidim from coming to Beis Medrash. Look what a beautiful culture it is. Look what a beautiful asmod it is. Maybe I will be punished. I denied this type of learning all of these years. Ichazle B'Chelmei. They showed him in a dream, Chatz Be'Chivrei D'Malyan Kitma, white white jugs, those very expensive containers that are filled with earth. In other words, they show that nothing will come from these Talmidim. Don't have Chalish Sadas. These Talmidim are not going to, don't think just because they have a, you have a lot of Talmidim over here, it's not Toichai Kibaron. V'loyi, the Gemara says, this is not really true. From these Talmidim, big things did come. Ahuli, Tuvei Daito, Hudu, Achsilei, this was just to give him Chalish Sadas. He should not feel bad. Farshim explained, the truth is, it's a little bit of both. In other words, you have to go and think, we have time going this, but basically is that times changed. What was good for the time of Rabbi Gamliel was no longer good for the time today. Like they say in Chinuch, the rules of Chinuch change very quickly. The approach that Rebbeim have to Talmidim every couple of years has to be totally, it's a different generation. Things have to be readjusted during Rabbi Gamliel in Hanami. Toichai Kibara, if you're not pure, you don't belong in Beis Medrash. A new generation, Eskadnu Hadoros, now it was Tach Kedai, open admission. So it's a little bit of both. Let's go right there. Tanu Lana Braisa, Idyas Boba Yom Nishnes. The Mesechta Idyas was taught, all of those halachas that were learned in Mishnais was authored on that day when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed and Rabbi Yeshua took over. Anyway, we say in Shas, Bo Bayom, it was on that fateful day when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed and Yeshua took over. Bo Yom, Ahu Yom, Ahav was that day. V'lo hois halacha shaysa tuluya b'veis ha-medesh v'y p'yeshua. There was no halach that was undecided. Everything was explained that day. V'af, Rabbi Gamliel, lo yimon atzim b'veis ha-medesh. Incredible chiddush. Rabbi Gamliel, this ultimate humility, even though he was thrown out, he was fired. Can you imagine this? He was fired. He came to learn. He didn't sit in the front chair, the mizrach. He sat in the middle of the basement like everyone else. Afilu shachas. The time of Yom that day, Bo Yehuda, he was a Ma'at Shachayon that day. The day of the first day of the new Rosh Shiva, Bo Yehuda ben Ger Amoini lifnehem. A Ger Amoini came into the basement, which was a Ger from Amoin. Now Amoin lo yovei Amoini umoyavi b'kahal Hashem. So how is it shachad to be a Ger from the nation of Amoin? Beis Hamedrash. Amolochem Ma'ani lovei b'kahal. So he asked the Rebbeim, am I allowed to come into the Beis Hamedrash? Amolochem Gamliel says, also. What? In Klal Yisrael. Klal, it means both. It means if it's a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. A goy is shaloma, loyalom is chayv misa. A goy, everything. Am I allowed?
But your money, the question is
whether he... A ger from the nation of, can he convert? So that's what it means. Yeah. Right, no, not necessarily. Lo yovei amoini umoyavi b'kahal Hashem. They're not accepted. Their gerus is not acceptable. That's the question. Mani lovi b'kal b'kal. Amolei Amgamliel also atalos. So Amgamliel told him, "You're not, get out of here. Get lost. You're an Amoini. Get out of the Beis Medrash." Amolei Rabbi Yeshua says, "Mutter." Rabbi Yeshua, who also came, can you imagine that a big fight? And they still both came to the Beis Medrash on that day. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Mutter, you're allowed to come b'kal. Atalos b'kal." Amolei Amgamliel says, "How could it be? V'haloi kvan emar lo yovei it's a beferish pasuk. How can you be chalkan a pasuk? Lo yovei amonis v'ksparasha." Lo yovei amoni mo v'kal Hashem. What's the trap? Trap is a darga severe. Look, remember, I'm telling you, the trap is a darga severe. Remember, amolei yibal kari is a bal kari. Yibal kari. Amolei Rabbi Yeshua.
Lo yovei
amoni mo v'kal Hashem. Gam and then gam hema. There's a severe. It's a confusing trap because the first time it says it's a mercha tipcha, the second time it's a mercha severe. Got a little tricky. Got to keep your head on when you land those two sukkim there. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua says, really? Do we have any more a nation called Amun Moyav? They no longer exist. Why not? Kvar Olo Sancheiriv Melech Ashur. Well, Bilbil called Umayis, along came Sancheiriv, the king of Ashur, and he was Mabalbil, he confused all the Umos. In other words, he exiled everyone. Everyone has been relocated. And when you're relocated, no longer is there any more nation called Amo, no longer is there a nation called Moab. Everyone has been relocated to a different part of the world, so all the nations are bottled. Like America, the whole world is one big America. It's just a conglomeration of many different nationalities. It says in the pasuk Shneamar, Ve'asir, I will undo Givulos on the boundaries of nations, Ve'asidos Sehem, and their foundations, Shoseisi, I have plundered, I have destroyed. So the word makes a drasha. The pasuk concludes the oirid ka'avir yoshin, and I will take down ka'avir yoshin, the mighty ones that sit. So the Gemara makes a drash. Since everyone has now been confused, your honor nation. So really, the Gemara says, every single person, maybe no one in the world can convert. Because maybe every single person in the world, since the whole nation of Amun Umav have been scattered throughout the world, maybe every single person is from Amun Umav. It's a suffix. No. Most of the world is not Amun Umayav. And when someone comes forward from the world to convert, we have a principle of called the parish, Meiruba parish. So the Meila, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua says, I disagree with you. It's true, the pasuk says, Lo Yavai Amoni Mavi, but we no longer have, since the time of Sancheriv, which was about 250 years before the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, no longer do we have the nation of Amun Umayyav. Amalam Gamliel says, Hashem says, the time will come when I will restore the nation of Amun, Ukvar Shavu. And Rabbi Gamliel says, if you look at now, there's a nation on the map called Amun. So they have been restored, even though Sancheriv was Mabalbel, but there was a ingathering. Their galus came to an end, they were restored. Amalam Yeshua says, Allah Kwanema, really? Just because this was our return doesn't mean it already happened? What about Klal Yisrael? I will restore the captivity of my people, Klal Yisrael. The Gul didn't come. The same way the Gul did not come for Klal Yisrael. The Geula didn't come for Kaviyach, Lahavdil, for Amoin. Mimela.
In fact, the Amon Jews were restored.
What?
They were restored. They were back to.
No, that's what Gemara is saying. They're not. It's not the real Amon. That's the disagreement, and that's why Yeshua says no. Yeshua says that even though there is a people of Amon,
so based on what was Rabbi Gamliel asking, yeah. By the way, it says Shavu.
It didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. No. So he Rabbi Gamliel says, yeah. I am of the opinion the Kvar Shavu. Rabbi Yeshua says he. Making a mistake. It didn't happen. Lo Shavu, I disagree with you. It didn't happen. You say it happened. I'm telling you it didn't happen.
So Rabbi Gamliel just assumed it happened
yes.
Because of the possible.
Yes, he assumed that it had happened. Correct. On a very simple level, there's a lot more depth to this, but on a very simple level, he's saying, I assume it happened. Rabbi Yeshua said, you're making a mistake. It never happened. Just like it never happened for Klai, it never happened for Amun either. So Miyadar away, Hitiru, Rabbi Bakali, right away they allowed. They right away allowed, so they passed it like Rabbi Yeshua, and they allowed Amoin, this ger, to come into Klal Yisrael. Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyl v'hochi hava. Fine, so now comes, Omar Rabbi Gamliel says, Hoyl v'hochi hava, since I was wrong, since I see over here that the Rabbanon sided with Rabbi Yeshua. So it turns out Rabbi Gamliel now is saying, it must be my hanhaga was wrong. My conduct was wrong. Because over here he was no longer a Nasi anymore. He was deposed. He was now just an ordinary person in Beis Medrash. And he had a Milchamta Shel Torah with Rabbi Yeshua as an ordinary person. And who won? Rabbi Yeshua won. So this Rabbi Gamliel took this as a simon that when he conducted himself in his conduct as the Nasi, it was also Shalai Kedin. And in Mela, he felt now that he had to do tshuva, he had to ask Nechila from Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, Hoyle Hoche Hava Ezla will go via Faisla, Bishlami will be Faisla, be asking from Nechila. Kimot Lebeis say, when he went to his wife, Chazidu la Ashisa, the Beis say, the Meshachni saw that the walls of his house were black. Amalei, so he said to Rabbi Yeshua, I see that you have black walls, you don't have white paint. Mikoisle Beischa Atonika Shepachni Ato, you must be a blacksmith. In other words, you're very poor. In those times, a blacksmith was the lowest rung of social status. I mean, you were very, very poor. So Amalei, so Yeshua said, yeah, Chmana Litzlan, you the Nasi, you were the Nasi all these years. The first thing a Nasi has to know is Parnasa. What kind of Parnasa do people have? Amalei, Oilei Ludar, woe to a generation, Shata Parnasa, you were the one, you were the leader. Shiata Reyodia, but Saran Shal Talmide Yechem, he had no clue to how much I suffered my whole life. I'm a Talmud Chacham, I have no Parnassah, I have to be a blacksmith. It's a very hard labor, demeaning labor, and it doesn't bring in much money. They support what they eat. I went too far, I insulted you. Mecholi, please forgive me. Loi ashkach be. Rabbi Yeshua refused to forgive Rabban Gamliel. Also, asay b'shul kved Abba. Forgive me for the sake of my father. My father was Rabbi Shimon. Father was one of the Asara Gimalchus. P.S. So when he told him, forgive me for the sake of my father, he agreed. Rabbi Yeshua was moichel Rabban Gamliel for the harassment. Amru. Now the Rabbanan saw that they made peace. There was peace once again between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel. So they decided, you know what? It's not right. We should reappoint Rabbi Gamliel back to his old job. Amr, they said, Man Nezel, who's going to go? Let's go convince the Rabbanan. Since over here, the two people, the only reason why he was deposed was because he insulted Rabbi Yeshua. And now they have made peace among themselves. So now it's only proper that we should once again reappoint Rabbi Yeshua. So Amr Man Nezel Vulem Rabbanan, who will go and tell the Rabbanan to reappoint Rabbi Gamliel? Amr Luhu Ahu Koyves. There was a certain laundryman, Koyves, person that cleans clothing. Who is this person? I do not know. I'm sure there's a medrash somewhere that says who it is. I'm not exactly sure. And Noah Zilna, I will go. Shalach Luhu Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yeshua. So they sent, Rabbi Yeshua sent him to the Beis Medrash, and he told him the following message. Mando, lovish mando, yilbash mando, the person that is accustomed to wear the cloak of leadership should wear the cloak of leadership. Mando, loy lovish mando, is it proper for the person that does not wear, that never was accustomed to wearing the cloak of leadership, meaning Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, who is now serving as the Nasi, he has no experience, he was only 18 years old, is it proper for him to go and tell a person that the Lovish Mada Shalach Madcha, take off your clothing? In other words, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah should agree to step down and allow Rabbi Gamliel, who is the Nasi, who has a lot of experience and has it in his family, to once again reassume his position. Take off your garment, and I'll wear it. Is it right for Rabbi Loz ben Azariah to say to Rabbi Gamliel that you who wore the garment, take off your garment and let me, who have no experience, let me wear it? Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbanan, Troikul Gal, Rabbi Akiva, who is dealing with Rabbanan, did not like this argument. He was not happy, he knew it would happen. But he knew exactly, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, but Rabbi Akiva, who obviously had a lot of influence in the Beis Medrash, said, get out of here. We see that there people are trying to make motions to reappoint Rabbi Gamliel. We don't want this. We don't want there to be more fights. Lock the doors. Don't let anyone in who has any connection with Rabban Gamliel to come into the Beis Medrash, because they're just going to make trouble. They're going to start trying to promote Rabban Gamliel again and try to remove Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Teroiku gale, lock the door. Those that were loyal to Rabban Gamliel, they should not come. Litzaru the Rabban, and cause pain to Rabban by trying to convince them to let Rabban Gamliel come back. Omar Rabbi Yeshua says, look, I see they're not getting, the Koyves is not getting anywhere. So you know what? Let me go. Let me go and meet with the Rabban and with the committee, with the board. I'll meet with the board and I'll convince the board that they should let Rabban Gamliel come back. Mutov the Ekam the Ezel Ano Legabayu, let me go. I'm the only reason why. The only reason why he was removed from his office because of me. If I'll go, maybe they'll listen to me. So also, Sir Rabbi Yeshua went, Toraf Ababi, he banged on the door. Amalei, he gave him the following message. And he now here, the message is following. The message is as follows. It is a very clever message. We have to go very quickly. The message over here is that who is now the leader? Rabbi Loz ben Azariah. Rabbi Loz ben Azariah is a Kohen. And he understands the following. He will understand the following. He will understand that who is the one that does the process of paraduma, the kohen. It's not proper for someone who's not a kohen to do paraduma water. So Amalei Maza ben Maza, a person who's a kohen ben kohen, Yaze, he is the one that should sprinkle the mechatas on a brother. Is a proper person that's not a kohen and not the son of a kohen. Yoima lemaze ben maze, he should say to the kohen who is the son of a kohen, to say to the faker, to say, I'm sorry, to the person who's the faker, to say to the real person, the real kohen, meimecha your water, meimar is worth from a cave, vafarchan your ash, ifer miklis is ash not from the par, it's just ordinary ash. That's nonsense. It's disgusting. The one who is the real thing deserves to perform his service. The one who's not the real thing has no business doing the service. And furthermore, the one that's not the real thing, how dare he tell the one who's the real thing that you're a faker? The one who's the real thing is not the faker. The one who's the faker is the faker. So in other words, same exactly when it comes to leadership. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you understand that it's not proper for a person who's not a kohen to do the paraduma water. The same way you understand that, you should understand that to be the nasi, you have to have yichus. You have to be from the line of nasim. And you have to be the experience. You don't have the experience. The one that has the experience is real. Amalei Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, so when he heard this, he said, Rabbi Yeshua nispayasto. He heard, who's the one that's making this argument? Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua is the reason why this whole thing happened. The only reason why we threw out Rabbi Yehuda was for your honor. I see now that you have me, you have we forgave him, and you yourself are promoting the reassuming of the role of Rabbi Yehuda himself. So therefore, you're right. Lamachar, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you convince the board, those who are in charge, to reinstate. Rabbi Meir. The next day, I need to iron you. Nashkel will give the pistol. Get ready in the morning. And we'll go to the base manish. Amru they say chinavit. What should we do? So they agreed. Okay, fine. We agree. We're going to reappoint Rabbi Gamliel. The problem though is, what are we going to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? We can't remove him because Gamir, we have a tradition. Malin b'kodesh ve'ein meridin. We have a tradition that we only go up and we don't go down. And the Mela, we can't depose Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Nidroish Mar Chodesh Shabbat or Mar Chad Shabbat. Should we go and should we trade off Shabbosos? No. Osi Likanuye, there's going to be jealousy. If we make them equals, one is an older person, one is 18 years old, it's not going to work well to have them alternate. Elo, the solution will be as follows. Lidroish Rabbi Gamliel Tlosa Shabbos. Say, we will darshan three Shabbosos in a row. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chad Shabbos. So he'll darshan one Shabbos. So it'll be 3-1, 3-1, 3-1. The one that darshan three times is going to be Rabbi Gamliel. Therefore, everyone will be happy with that arrangement. Vahayinu Diyama, we mentioned also, Rosh Shabbos Shol Mihai, so there was a Maishahaya. And they asked, who was the Rosh Shiva that Shabbos? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that Shabbos was a Shabbos of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Oisai Talmud, Who is the Talmud that drilled on this whole thing? In the reading of the Gemara, the Talmud asked, is Marav Rishus or is Marav Chayva? The Oisai Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochayhava. The Talmud that drilled on the whole story was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochay. Next. The Shal Musafim called him. We learned in the Mishnah, and the Shal Musafim is called Hayoim. Musaf, you can daven the entire day. Even if you can daven the entire day, but you should daven Musaf before the seventh hour. And if you daven Musaf after the seventh hour, you call up a Shea. Turn up on. This is the rule on yesterday. It's now after 7 hours. Two tefillos after 6 hours. 7 hours. Acha shol mincha. V'yacha shol Musaf. Which one goes first? Mispal shol mincha. Tanakama says you do mincha. V'yacha mispal shol Musaf. Why is Zu tadira? The Zu and Musaf is ain't tadira. And Mela Tadir Vishaina Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Mispal shol Musaf. Acha mispal shol mincha. Why Shazo mitzvah there? He holds that you only have 1 hour. You hold until the seventh hour. And mincha is Mincha, you have the rest of the day. So being that you have much less time to finish Musaf, the Mela Shazum Mitzvah Veres, Shazum Mitzvah Inshan Veres. Amram Yahmach says, Halach Mispal Shal Mincha Vakach Shal Musaf, Shal Musaf, Mispal Shal Musaf, Halach is, we go, we daven Mincha first, Tadir Vishaina, Tadir Kaidem. Rabbi Zera, Kiav Cholish Megis, he was tired. Have Ozl of Yosef Apiskas, Rabbi Debe, Rabbi Nassim Artovi, he would sit by the entrance of the base Smedrish, Rabbi Nassim Artovi. Amar, he said, Ki Chalfi Rabban, when they leave, Oz Ekim, I'll stand up and become Mayi, the Kabbal Agra will receive reward for being Mechabe Talmidei Chachamim. Too tired to learn, so let me at least receive reward for being Mechabe Talmidei Chachamim. Nafik Oser Rabbi Yenosan Bar Tovi, so the Rashid himself came out. Amalei, so Rabbi Zeris said to him, Nu, tell me what you learned today. Tell me the Chiddush in the Beis Medrash today. Amalei, man Amar Halacha Bei Midrash, Chutzin Halacha, Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, Ein halach Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Mesmaldom Shal Musa V'Yachar Shal Mincha, but rather we paskin Todir V'Sheina Todir, Todir Kodim, Mincha comes first. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Namra? Rabbi Yehuda really say this? Amalei in yeah. Tani Minei Arbo Zinim, he reviewed on the spot 40 times. Amalei, so Rabbi Nosson said to him, Chodeh Hilach Oy Chados Hilach, why are you learning this 40 times? Is this because you never heard this halacha? It's a brand new halacha, or it's chados? It is the only halacha you ever learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei chadosi. It's new. I learned. I'm sorry. Amalei chadahi. Is this the only halacha you learned from Rabbi Yochanan? It's the only halacha from Rabbi Yochanan. Or chadosi loch. It's a new halacha that you have learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei chadasi. This is a new halacha from Rabbi Yochanan. You know why? I heard this halacha before, but I was under the impression the one that told the halacha was not Rabbi Yochanan. It was the Misafkali, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I always was under the assumption that the author of this halacha was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now it's a chiddush that you're telling me that the other halacha is really Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, anyone that davens Musaf after 7 hours, call him a spal tefillah shal Musaf, shal Musaf liachas shavu shalos. So Yehuda le Yehuda, Allah v'kasarav the pasuk says, "Nuge mimloid osafti mimcha hayu." Now, what does that mean? Nuge means you are broken. You are broken from the moed. Nuge means you delayed. Nuge mimloid osafti mimcha. I will break you. Now, let me give me half a second to translate this to you better. Nugi mimoyed, let me look in the parish over here, Zohar Pasek, it means Nuge kilisi mimeich hayu. Machmash, if you delay the moyed, then you will become broken. Okay, so one more time. So Nugi means to delay. Nugi mimoyed, if you delay the tfilos that are said on the moed, asafti mimcha hayu, you will be broken. Asafti means you will be gathered in. Now, my mashm the high nugi lishna the tab. How do you know the word nugi means to break? Can we talking about Yosef Tavra Osi? May punishment come? May a person be broken? Al sonim the base Israel on it's a euphemism for the Jews. Al the icharu zmane moada de Yerushalayim, if they delay the zman of the moada in Yerushalayim, if they delay the zman of Musaf, you have to daven Musaf as early as possible in the day as you possibly can. Amar Belozikol Mespal Tefilah Shal Shachris Liachar Abishos Tav Yehuda. If you daven Shachris, so here we now have a different drasha. We're not darshing this in reference to the Moadim of the Chagim, but rather we take the same exact pasuk to be broken. Those that delay the Moed will be broken. We darsh this with regard to Shachris. Call Hamaspal Tefilah Shal Shachris Liachar Abishos Tav Yehuda. Because when Menugim Moed Asadim Chahayu My Mashim Dachin Nugim Lishna the Tzar. How do you know that they're going to have tzar? Dolfa nafshi mituga, my neshama is in pain. My neshama is weak. Dolfa means my neshama is weak. Mituga from pain. Rav Nachman Abba Yitzchak Mehacha, b'suloi secha nugais. The children of Klal Yisrael are in pain. The he and Yerushalayim itself, Marla, is embittered. So the point we want to make over here is that this pasuk, Nugim Modasafti, Mimoid means the appointed time. What is the appointed time? Either it means the appointed time for the Musafim, which happened on the Moadim. So Mimoid means the Chagim, the Moadim. Or Moye is a general term which means Moadim. And it means the Zman of Tefillah, when you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Every single day when you daven, that's the Zman when you meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yeah, it's mi moed is an expression for tefillah. Now we have a ma'aser. Acha chalash who was weak. The liyosel perikot he did not come to the perikot of Rabbi Yosef. He did not come to the shir. Rabbi Yosef was very upset. And lemalchar kiyosa when he came, boya baya lanuchi dati Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye wanted to appease, did not want Rabbi Yosef to feel bad. Because the reason why Rabbi Yosef would feel bad was because his talmud abandoned him. Rabbi Avya didn't come to shir. So Rabbi Yosef had chalisha sadas. The reason why the Talmud's not coming to shir is because I don't give a good shir. He doesn't hold for me. So Abaye wanted a shir of Yosef, chas v'shalom. The reason why he didn't come to shir is because he didn't feel well. It's not because there's anything wrong with your shir, because he does not hold from you. So what did he do? So he was very clever, and he struck up a conversation with Rav Avya in the presence of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, here the reason why he didn't come to shir was because he was not feeling well. So boy, by lanuchi daited Rav Yosef. Amalei matam lo yosam alapik. Why did he come to shir? So amalei da'chavi chol shliwa. I was ill. I was weak. V'loy motzina, I could not come. Amalei, my loy to am to midi. Also, you should eat something. So one day eat breakfast and then come. Amalei, loysav lamar l'chodur rav. Huna b'yamar huna also l'lovim shi'itim t'klum klum shi'spal filos amusafim. It was Yom Tov yesterday. We daven musaf. I'm not even for musaf. Therefore, I couldn't come and eat before I daven musaf. Amalei, eva zay. So daven musaf. So who's stopping you? Stay home. In shul, we daven musaf at 11 o'clock. You're very shvach. So daven b'yichid is daven musaf at home at 8 o'clock and you can eat, then you can come to the shir. So daven at home, then eat. Then eat and then come to shul and come to the shir. You're not allowed daven privately before the tzibur daven's public. So if you know that in shul you daven musaf at 11 o'clock and you're a member of that shul, so you may not daven musaf until 11 o'clock. So that's why I couldn't do it. I couldn't daven until 11 o'clock. And once 11 o'clock, it's already too late for me to come to shir. Amalei, no, that's a very big mistake. The only time there's a hakpada, you're not allowed daven musaf before the tzibur, is if you're in shul. If you are in shul, and the shul is planning on davening musaf at 11 o'clock, and now the rabbi gets up to give a drasha, you're not allowed to daven musaf during the rabbi's drasha. Because since the tzibur is planning daven musaf in this room in a few minutes, you're not allowed to daven before. But if you're at home, you're a different rishus, there's nothing wrong with you davening early and not the zman of the tzibur. The last Gemara now says, we don't pass like none of the above. What did Rav Huna say? That you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. Halacha l'mayis, so we eat before Musaf. There's no problem. You can eat before, there's a whole shayla. Are you allowed to eat before Shachris? There's a shayla. Are you allowed to eat before laning? It's a lamdash shayla. When are you allowed to eat? You have to wait until after Kriyas HaTorah? Or you have to wait until after Shachris? But everyone agrees you definitely are allowed to eat after both before Musaf. He's in the halacha. Once my mincha arrives, once my mincha arrives, it's ready. It's 1:30, 1:45. You're now allowed to sip. You're now allowed to take a cup of coffee. Litoim klum until you daven mincha. We do not paskin like that. We paskin gezunt to eat.
Isn't this because you have a minyan kavua?
You have a minion. Oh no, that's to eat a full suda. He has a chiddush. Also, loyalitam klum. Halacha lemaisa we pass, and you're only not allowed to eat a full suda.
From
the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. What? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes for sure. What it means mincha. The different opinions in the Gemara. The world says zman mincha. Does it mean mincha gedolah, mincha katana? What is it? The half an hour before. So it's a whole question. It's a very big sugi of how we pass halacha l'maisa, but everyone agrees you're allowed to be toying. Only now I sit down to a full suda, but team is mutter. Over here we have a chiddush. Moshe Levi, you're not allowed to even eat a toying a mashu before mincha. So we do not accept this halacha. Excuse me, you are allowed to be toying before mincha. Next, now we found the famous. These are the Sim Gemaras. This is printed in a lot of the Gemaras in the beginning. Before he came to the Smash, when he left, he had Tila Kitzar. So what's the nature of this Tila? When I enter, I shall not make a mistake. Give thanks to the Shparchu that I'm able to come to the Beis Medrash. What's the nusach? Yiratzen lufanecha. Hashem Elokai. Shlo yerad dvar takola al yashna be the cause of anyone's making stumbling. Not in halacha, not in midos, and not in v'lo yikashav halacha. I should not stumble in halacha. The yismechu bin chaveirai. May my friends rejoice in me. V'lo yemel al tamei tar. V'lo yal tar tamei. V'lo yikashav chaveirai b'dar halacha. May you install fi chaveirim as well. They also should not stumble in halacha. The esmach bohem. And may I have nachas from them. Okay, you don't have this today. Today we have television. But I'm sure you'll figure out the gematria of that word is the Yoshe Kronos. They sit in the street corners. And I had a Rebbe once. He told us, you remember, that's what they used to do. They used to sit in street corners, in the corners, and not so long ago in Europe, and sit in shoes the whole day. People had nothing to do. Shani mashkim behim mashkim him. Ani mashkim with the reiser behim mashkim with him. Ani amel behim amelim. Ani amel the makabel socher. Behim amelim behim makabelim socher. Makabel the award even for the amelus. It's not a bottom line. Even just for the amelus, you makabel reward.
I heard Hashem Chafetz Chaim. He said that the grimes, the only amelus, the only reward against, they accomplish something.
Right. Bottom line. The bottom line society. We're not a bottom line society. Even the amelus, even if you're not asuke shmatim hilchasa, you get reward. Ani rots lehim rotsim. Ani rots lechayilam. Above him rotsim lever shachas. Turn abon keshachol abilozer abilozer. Nichlus tamil levakor. They came to visit Amulo Rabenu Lamdenu Urchas Chayim. Finiske abohem lechayilam. Tell us how to live a good life. To be soichat to olam haba. Amlohem. Hizor bechvoid chavei reichem. Unbelievable. Be careful in the honor. Unbelievable Gemara. People don't take, you have to really pay attention. To be careful in the honor of your friends. Not clear what this means. From learning Tanakh. Don't spend too much time learning Tanakh because it's Moshe Chalev and it's going to withhold him from learning Talmud. Look at Rashi. Loi targilum, it's the last wide line on the very top. Loi targilum bimikra. Yoiser midai mishum de moshcha. Loshon acher mishichas yolodim. And what is that? What is it? What?
Conversation.
What? Mishichas. Mishichas yolodim. Don't idle chatter. Be careful. Don't let them sit and schmooze nonsense. The holy mishichas yolodim. What's the oyster test here? Ayin Ovos Paragimel Mishma Yod. So look at Parag Ovos, more elaboration. Okay, so two Parushim Hagiyah next. The Yeshiva Bein Birkei Talmidim, you should put your children between the knees of Talmidei Chachomim. Uchshatem Mesfalim Du'u Lifnei Mi Atem Oimdim. You have the line of shuls on top of the Aron Kodesh. Uveshvil Kach, and doing so Tizku L'chaye Olam Abba. Shachol Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Nichnasu Talmidei Levakkai. Akev Adshua Oitzim Nitzvot Nitzchim Lukas, he began to cry. Amloi Talmidav, Rebbe, why are you crying? Neri Yisrael, you are the Neri Yisrael. Amud Haimin, you are the right pillar. Patish Hechazak, the strong hammer. And all these things, of course, are very deep. Now, for now, Mnei Matem, Atom, why are you crying? Amlohem, Ilu Lifnei Melech, Basim Adam, Hayu Moilichin, I see they would take me. Shahayoin Khan, today he's here, Machar Bekever, tomorrow he's Bekever. Shem koyes alayf v'gerangya mi ein kasay kas olam. His anger is only temporary. V'im israni, if he would imprison me, ein isuroi isur olam. It's not forever, his imprisonment. V'im mimiseini ein misasa misas olam. V'ani yochol l'paisay b'dubar. I'm able to appease him with words. L'shachtoi b'mom, I can bribe him. Hermes, you can bribe him. Goy shagin. Af al pichein, I would still cry. Because the pachar I've gone l'fnei melech bosa v'dam. T'yachshav, shem alichin oisi l'fnei. If he imprisons me, if he kills me, I have in front of me
two roads.
Which road they're going to take me? Amalor, so they said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Baruchenu, Rabbeinu, Baruchenu, bless us. You should fear Hashem like you fear Basar Adam. That's it. That's the biggest bracha. If only you would come to that madrega. Tate, I'll prove it to you. He looks around, makes sure no one watches him do the Avera. But he's not afraid that Hashem is watching. Why? Because people, the Metzias is, a person has more fear for me than he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to a certain degree, it's a Metzias. It's not something you can do anything about. Because Adam is Gashmi, and he's an Olam HaGashmi, he sees it. And we're supposed to channel that yira that we have for Adam. That's the tafkid. That's the tafkid of coming to this world, is to take that yira, only something we can do in this world, to take that yira and channel it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm giving you the greatest bracha, halavai, that you should take He was a very practical person. When he's about to die, why should all of the kelim in the house become tameh? Clean it out. Be practical. Prepare for death. Chizkiyah is coming to greet me. What's the kedusha of Yechonam Zaka? Yechonam Zaka and Chizkiyah. I'm not sure. I'm sure it's a lot of good Jewish. But he's coming. This is a makar. You hear this a lot. That tzaddikim, when they're nifter. You hear all these stories that they say that they see different relatives in tzaddikim that are coming to mekabel them in Olam HaEmes. Okay, we're out of time. Let's do maybe just do the Mishnah very quickly, a little bit. Half a Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gamliel, b'chol yom b'yom b'shalom shoshman esrei, every day a person should daven 18 brachos. Rabbi Yishmael, no, you don't have to daven 18 brachos. Me'ein yidches, a short version. Rabbi Akiva Mer, Im Shagur, he makes a Pshara. Im Shagur, but he lost the fifth in those days with no Sidur, you know the Nusuch, the Mispal Yitches, Vim Lav, Me'ein Yitches. Okay, we'll stop here.
Left it.